Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. We usually talk about how individuals can reduce their greenhouse gas emissions, but what about governments and corporations? Today, we're taking a look at a new European Union plan that aims to help fight global warming. Lucy Jones and Albert Wu from our Possibly team are here to tell us more about it.
Hi, Megan.
Hey there.
So what's in this plan?
Okay, are you ready for some acronyms? It's called the Carbon Border Adjustment Mechanism, or the CBAM for short. Basically, it's a carbon tariff on imports that come into the European Union.
Which means?
If someone wants to sell a product in the European Union, they have to pay a tax on the carbon emissions that were created in the process of making it.
It's easiest to explain with an example.
Let's say you run a company in the EU that makes something that causes a lot of greenhouse gas emissions, like the production of steel.
The EU charges for carbon emissions, so your steel is expensive compared to steel made in countries that don't charge for those emissions.
In that way, the EU's regulations on carbon puts its own steel companies at an economic disadvantage.
That's where CBAM comes in. It's meant to level the playing field.
How does it do that?
Well, let's go back to the steel example. With CBAM, all steel imported from outside of the EU will also pay the additional tax.
That price of the tax is determined by how much carbon was emitted while making the product.
So the price of the imported steel will now be on par with the price of the steel made by EU companies that are already paying for their carbon emissions.
If the country they're importing from already has a carbon taxation system in place, that tariff price goes down, making the item easier to import into the EU.
This encourages outside countries to create their own programs for controlling carbon emissions.
And has this worked? Has it lowered emissions?
Well, this is the first legislation of its kind, and it hasn't gone into effect just yet. CBAM starts in October, and it's being phased in slowly. So we won't necessarily see the full results for a while.
And the law already has some critics. Some people worry that CBAM will hurt consumers by making everything more expensive.
Other critics say that making the price of carbon-intensive products higher in the EU may make it tougher for smaller and less wealthy countries to sell their products to people in the European Union.
And although the EU is big, it's only one piece of the global puzzle. We'll have to wait to see if other countries like the US and China choose to do something similar.
All that said, most experts agree that a high enough price on carbon is an essential tool for reducing global emissions.
It will be way more expensive to deal with the destruction that comes with climate change than it will be to limit emissions.
Got it. Thanks, Lucy and Albert. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of Brown University's Institute for Environment Society, Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative, and the Publix Radio.